It's the 19th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A drug dealer living an extravagant existence in a small Bedfordshire village will receive an 8-year jail term. John Haylett was caught by Operation Costello, Bedfordshire Police's specialised organised crime unit. He was discovered using the criminal EncroChat encrypted communications network, where he discussed lockdown markups on illegal drugs of more than 300%. On the system, he was known by The Simpsons' Plo King Elias. The Owsley resident was a collector of high-value items from the TV series. The 55-year-old, living in a home that didn't require a mortgage, police uncovered an incriminating document at his address outlining the melting point of cocaine and common adulterants. Also confiscated were designer trainers, expensive clothing, and over £40,000 in cash. Bedford Borough Councillor Caroline White has voiced concern regarding the placement of a breast screening trailer in the Morrison supermarket parking lot on Ampthill Road. Her concern was that the overly public location might be a hindrance to women's participation. A spokesperson for the store said the unit acted as a reminder, helping to raise awareness. Police and Crime Commissioner Festus Akinbusoi has said that he is not interested in running as a candidate in the upcoming general election, but would rather be re-elected this May to his current role. The PCC said, "There are some really positive things happening in Bedfordshire with a record number of police officers. I want to finish what I started, and there's a lot more that needs to be done." A photo of the Garlick Brothers Monumental Masons sign at 46 to 50 Preman Street in Bedford has been chosen to be placed in the Historic England Archive. The image was taken by Nicola Bailey and has been positioned among 200 other winning photographs. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.